Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, Anthony's got his blood going with the political horse race in New Hampshire, but now on to other sports with Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Magna.
Okay, so first, let's hit the Pats. They finished the season 13-3. Yay! Good enough for home field advantage in the playoffs. So how do they look?
Well, if you race the first quarter of last Sunday's game, they look terrific. 49 unanswered points against none for the other team. Unhappily, the other team got 21 before the Patriots scored. You got to worry a little bit still about the defense. If they run up against a team with a good defense and they can't score 40 points, it's maybe going to be a tough go.
Always coming down to who can score those more
points.
That's
how it always works out.
Well, we know that Pats fans are excited about this because the team hasn't been back to the Super Bowl since 2008. But I got to ask you about a piece that's coming up on Only a Game, I think, this weekend about how excited other fans can get in a negative way. Parents who go overboard.
Well, we're actually inviting people to weigh in on that with their own stories. Doug Trabue, associate producer at Only a Game, thought that would be kind of an interesting idea, given the number of negative stories that had occurred recently. And so we'll see how people weigh in.
Well, apparently Doug's got a story about, that was sparked by a Minnesota parent who's accused of punching his own eighth grade son in the face after his team lost.
Yeah, I mean, you do hear crazy stuff like that, you know, or the occasional parent who says after the Little League team has lost, okay, you can walk the 8 miles home, I'm not giving you a ride, that sort of thing. Happily, the sort of thing that Doug was writing about, an assault, is very, very rare. But unhappily, misbehavior by parents is not. And I think it's partly the parents, it's partly the coaches, and it's partly the fact that we put Little League Baseball on television and treat it much more seriously, perhaps, than we should. That's just one example.
Yeah, it's not life and death.
It's sports. It's
right?
Kids playing a game.
But, I mean, people do take them seriously. And one last question for you about an athlete which a lot of people take very seriously, or maybe they shouldn't anymore. David Beckham, soccer superstar. What's going on with him? Is he still playing anywhere?
He is indeed. He had a wonderful, lucrative offer to play in Paris. And who wouldn't jump at the opportunity to play soccer and live in Paris? And the answer is David Beckham wouldn't jump at that. He and his wife decided that they've got their family in L.A. They're happy there. And so he's likely to play at least another year. And his long-term plans, besides raking in more money than you or I will ever see in three lifetimes, is to own an MLS team somewhere in the future.
I had heard a calculus one day that said every time he took a penalty kick, he earned something like $500,000. I don't remember if that's the exact number.
Yeah, but I would say that's probably a little short.
And, you know, he is married to, who's it, Posh Spice? Of course Posh loves L.A.
Yes, and she also has hundreds in the bank, I think.
WBR sports commentator Bill Littlefield. He's also host of NPR's Only a Game, which you can hear every Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Bill, always a pleasure to talk soccer with you especially.
Thank you, Magna.
Tomorrow on Radio Boston, service cuts, increased fares. Wherefore the MBTA? We'll take a look at the latest crisis to hit public transit in Massachusetts. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Anthony Brooks will be back here in the studio tomorrow, so join us again then for more Radio Boston.